You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Just don't give up. Just don't give up. Even if right now it doesn't make sense. One day, I'm very, very sure, when you start to see the connections and things fall into place, you will maybe also realize that it couldn't have been different. Even if it's difficult. But giving up was just simply not the question. It was simply never an option.
The moment that you stop becoming something is the moment that your life begins to fall apart. In order to live a meaningful and fulfilling life, you have to constantly be moving towards a better version of yourself. You have to constantly be in a state of becoming. If you are not upgrading yourself constantly, you are dying.
Be who you want to be. Be it now. Right now. Just don't tell anyone. And be humble. Don't go around talking about the fact that you are whatever you want to be. To where they look at you and they say, well, that's a bit strange. So don't talk to people about it. Be it. And then you'll start emitting it. And you'll exude it. And when you're exuding it, you are it. And people will treat you that way.
You want everybody to like you, so you become a million different people. And in those million different people, there's a bunch of lies. I had to totally tear down. But we have the opportunity, once again, through visualization, you have to build what you want. While David Goggins will always exist, I had to rebuild a foundation. That foundation was built on the core principles of what I wanted in life.
Yes.
Not what other people helped create. So what I did was I stepped back and said, okay, what do I want to be? And I wanted to be a badass. I wanted to be a man that went to sleep every night proud of who he was.
In order to train as hard as possible, you must retain a clear image of your purpose. Once your goal is sharply but realistically defined, all that remained is carrying out your plan.
Picture a life that you can dream of, asking yourself if a better version of yourself exists, what that version of yourself is, picturing the plan to get there and actually starting and executing on that plan, I think is such a rare thing right now and so hard for people to stop and even think about, given how much constant distraction there is in their life. Do you believe a better version of yourself exists?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Most of us are only 1 to 10% away from greatness. But we think we're so far away from it that we never try. And once I started going down this journey, I started realizing that, and those percents started to add up. And before I knew it, my mind started hardening, that I started passing so many different people that I thought were so far above me. And then before I knew it, man, I became a common amongst the uncommon.
What if adversity wasn't a problem to you? What if it wasn't a problem? What if it was a privilege? That you think back in your life, again, your biggest growth moments came from your biggest fame moments. If you look back in your life, you realize, man, I had a privilege to go through that. That adversity builds your purpose. Makes you understand your purpose more.
It's easy to use your childhood as a crutch instead of seeing it as a chisel. I always hear people say, my family is so dysfunctional, using it as an excuse or something. But it's not really a valid excuse because everybody's family is dysfunctional in some way. There are so many crutches people want to use to justify themselves, but for me, you have to eliminate every single one of them. Get rid of them all. Then tell yourself it's up to you. What are you going to do now that you let go of all those crutches?
And you have to be willing to put yourself in very difficult situations at all times to be able to do that. So my big takeaway of life is if you're constantly taking the easy way out, you never will callous your mind. And when you're in those points where you want to quit and not quitting and see how the mind starts to operate in those moments of fear, anxiety, self-doubt, insecurities, and that's where you learn to fix it. You don't fix it in 72 degree weather. Fix it by going into the environment.
Can we define a bad day without comparing it by definition to a good day? And vice versa. We decide what a good day is by comparing it to what a bad day would be. You can't have good days if you don't have bad days. If there are no bad days, the good days don't exist.
That's why failure is so important. Like failing and f***ing up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. See, the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better, it's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes because people sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. They don't like the feeling of failure, so they keep low expectations so that they never have to feel that. You gotta get through it.
You know, first and foremost, I think about my life and I think about adversity and I think about opposition. But for the most part of my life, I've been on this quest to figure out how can I work hard for something and my performance is not based upon the outcome. How can I work and my effort and my motivation and my drive is not based upon what the product will be, but more so based upon me taking pride in what I do. And so I came up with this thing called process over product. And what I mean by the process, I'm talking about the way I handle my business on a daily basis and the way I go about every single aspect of my life. I live by this thing called empty the bucket. But what they don't understand, it's an unspoken law, empty the bucket. It's an unspoken law of accountability and responsibility to me on this earth and my existence and everybody that is connected to me. I may be crazy, but I don't know. I just believe that I'm supposed to give everybody that is connected to me the best version of me.
Be kind to yourself. You are actually doing the best you can.
It's really heavy when you start to look at you look at your life, you look at your health, you look at your business, you look at your family, you look at your relationships, and you look at all those things that are messed up in all those areas. And when you say, all those things, all those problems in my business, my life, my health, all those things are my fault, that's really a heavy weight to bear. But it's also extremely liberating, because if it's all your fault, you're the one that can fix it.
Yeah.
You're the one that can get your business back together. You can repair the relationships. You can get yourself healthy. Like, you can take control of all those things.
I was the one holding me back. I was the one looking for the scapegoat. And, I was the one looking for all these ways to say, it's okay, David. You're a loser. You're a born loser, so it's okay. It's on me. The people around me are fucked up. They're not going to save you. You got to save yourself, my friend. I was like, man, this rest of your life is going to suck. It is going to suck, not because you're going to be a loser, but because you're going to finally start to win. And winning is not easy, my friend.
Winning requires you to go so far deep inside yourself. It's way beyond the surface. It's way beyond internal. It's going to a place that a lot of people haven't visited in a long, long time, because they're afraid to visit that person, because when they visit that person, they don't know who that person is anymore.
You've lived a life dominated by doubt and fear. How do you step into bravery?
That step towards your fear is the step into bravery. Because we're scared of what we don't know. And there is only one way to learn and to know. And that is to confront that fear. You have to step, you have to go. And this simple action, this simple attitude, it answers so many questions.
See, all of us have greatness within us. But when you don't come to grips with your greatness, if you don't work to develop it, if you're not seeking it out, if you're not finding where it is, if you're not trying to locate it, if you're not experimenting with your life to try and find out what fits for you, I'm saying that you're positioning yourself to be a miserable person, an unfulfilled person.
Some days I win. Some days I don't. But each and every day, I get back up and I move forward. With my fists clenched toward the battle, toward the struggle. And I fight with everything I've got.
You've got to develop a sense of urgency. Aurelia said, stop living your life like you have 1,000 years to live.
Thank you.
You avoid things that stand in your way, that frighten you at your great peril. If you power from them in silence, or you turn away seeking security even, or even sensible security, you violate the principle of your own strength. And if you violate the principle of your own strength, you become weak. And if you're weak, there is no security. Like, if you're weak and you have a pension, you're weak with a pension. All that'll mean is that you'll live longer in terror. That's not helpful.
To truly change is to think greater than your environment. And every great person in history knew this. They all had an idea, couldn't see it, couldn't smell it, couldn't taste it, couldn't feel it. But it was alive in their mind. So can you believe in a future that you can't see or experience with your senses yet? But you've thought about enough times in your mind that your brain is literally changed to look like the event has already happened?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by CHEV.
I sacrifice everything what I have. I will sleep, train, eat, repeat, and that's it.
Obsession?
Yeah. I think it's not about DNA. I think more than blood, I think it's about mental, your brain, how you think about this. How there is like, you want this or no? There is not like 50-50. It's like, okay, I want this and I want other. There is like not between. You have to be in somewhere.
It's black and white.
Yeah.
I think one of the hardest things to hear after you don't get your way is keep working. But it's also one of the only solutions to be successful. You're not going to get your way most of the time in your life. Just keep working. Hard work pays off, no one tells you when. You'll never know the true feeling of accomplishment if you've never faced a setback. You'll never know the true meaning of confidence if you never had to bounce back from anything. Just keep working. If you're not getting what you want, keep working. You are getting what you want, keep working. One thing's for sure, overthinking's overrated.
For every time you set your alarm and then sleep in, someone else is obeying it. For every time you say you should go to the gym but then don't, someone else is breathing heavy. For every dish that you should wash but instead let pile up in the sink and become a headache for later, someone else isn't compelled by the same laziness. I know this because that someone else is me. Every decision you make is an opportunity to build respect for yourself. And every opportunity that you pass up on is just another piece of evidence that you are not the person you say you want to be.
We let our feelings dictate what we do. And we have to do the opposite if you want to change. You have to lead with the actions that align with the way you want to feel after you've done the actions. You have to take action first, because if you allow your feelings of, I'm tired, I don't feel like it, it's hopeless, why bother? That feeling will dictate you doing nothing. And that's going to keep you on the right side of that page. If you just look at that list that you created of all the things that you know you should be doing that would just uptick your happiness slightly or make you slightly healthier, slightly this or slightly that, then act like the person on the left-hand side of the page. And then every time you take that action, your feelings will fall in line and you'll start to feel more like that person.
For you to constantly win, when this voice over here, the real you, is saying, get the fuck out of here. Though, you're nobody. You've always been nobody. And it's true. You don't hear that. That's a true voice. That's the real reality of David Goggins at 24 years old. It's not a false reality. And then you had to create another voice over here that is saying you're better than that other voice. And you're in the freezing cold water that both voices don't want to be in. But you win. And goes from the water to the studying, to the running, to the losing weight, to how you eat, to how you function as a man. Every day of your life, you're winning these battles.
You have a choice. You can go for it. Or you can just watch it go by. But I'll tell you this. Failure only exists in the heart that doesn't try. Don't be the person that lives but never feels alive. Be the person that knows the sky isn't the limit because they wasn't afraid to fly. You might not be in control of how you die, but I promise you, you're in control of how you live.
There's three decisions you're making every moment of your life. You're making it right now. Everyone's listening is making these three decisions. You might be making them unconsciously, so then your life is driven by the environment. First decision is, what are you going to focus on? Are you going to focus on what you have or what's missing? And if you're focused on what's missing, that can make you grow. But if that's what you focus on continuously and you add one more pattern, it'll create frustration, anger, sadness, or even depression. And the second pattern is, which one of these do you more? Do you focus more on what you can control or can't control? If you go in a pattern of focusing on what you can't control and what's missing, the stress inside of you is always going to be there. Because think about it. There's plenty of things that aren't missing, and there's plenty of things you can control. But when you're focused on what I can't do and what's missing from my life, there's an emptiness. Now, here's the third one. Do you tend to focus more, and we do all three, but more on the past, the present, or the future? If you're focused on what I can control, what I already have that's beautiful in my life, and what's happening right now that's beautiful, or what I'm going to create, you're not going to have that level of stress. You'll still have problems, but you're not going to have the anger or the sadness or the overwhelm.
It's never too late. If you're alive, you can get better. If you're alive right now, you can improve your condition. You can improve your situation. And it starts with improving the way you think. That's the most important thing. The way you think of things, way you think of things, the way you address things, you've got to change that.
There's a place in your heart where your dreams live and your intuition thrives. So hold on to your dreams tight and realize, I know it sucks, but realize that you might have to move in some silence for a while. And that's the most courageous thing that you can do, because you're choosing to listen to that deepest part of you rather than the noise and the doubt, the people that you thought that you trusted.
Most people don't change. They live the same 6 months of their lives 100 times in a row, and then they die. They go to the same places, they make the same jokes, they tell the same stories, they work the same job, and then they die. And it's all because they were never willing to be uncomfortable, because they were never willing to change. And a lot of people get really uncomfortable when I talk about this, but most people are average. The average person stays stuck in the same patterns. And so if you want to have a different outcome, you have to walk a different path.
So you have a goal, a vision, and for whatever reason, you can't bring yourself to do the things that you need to do in order to get there. And it's not like the things that you need to be doing are difficult in any way or are a mystery, you know? Like, everyone knows what to do. So it's not a matter of how, it's a matter of will. Where do you find the will? Evidently, it's not going to be motivation. Because motivation doesn't trump laziness. So what needs to change? How do we find the will? Many of us are too focused on everything that's going on out here, external factors, right? And when the physical world doesn't reflect what we want in our minds, it leaves us frustrated and confused and exhausted and discouraged and a whole bunch of other things that no one wants to feel. Whereas what needs to happen is we need to embody the person that we want to become on the inside. We need to adopt their mindset. We need to adopt their mental framework. We need to replicate their behaviors. And naturally, the physical realm will kind of just reflect that.
Your family and friends may not get it right now, and that's all right. They're going to ask questions, they're going to make fun of you, and that is okay, because you're going to make them understand. You're going to make them understand by going out and getting the result you want. They're going to understand real quick when you have the body they want, the bank account they want, the car they want, the house they want, the family they want, the life they want. It's going to go from, why are you doing that, to how did you do that? You can try to convince them all you want. You can talk to them until you're blue in the face, but the fact is, the only thing that's really going to convince them that what you're doing is right is when you get the result. Nothing you can say to these people, no amount of convincing is going to speak louder than you having an undeniable stack of evidence that shows exactly why you're doing what you're doing.
You forgot who the fuck you are, bro. You got so caught up in other people's opinions and the way the world looks at you that you forgot what got you here in the first place. Forget everybody else, bro. Forget the crowd. Forget the clubs. Forget whatever it is. You have nobody to prove anything to except yourself. You don't have as much time as you think, bro. Before you go, let me show you something. You see this guy? Remember what he said. Nobody is going to hit as hard as life. It's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. Keep moving forward, bro. Keep moving forward.
Never complain, never explain. And what it means is, don't complain about life. Don't explain what you're doing or why you're doing it. Just do it. By whining and complaining, all you're doing is making people think bad things about you, looking weak. And when you complain a lot, you have a mindset where everything is kind of a potential complaint. Stop whining and stop explaining yourself and just do things in the world and let your actions speak for themselves.
I think whenever we're going through a hard time, we just want it to end. But it's those moments that allow us to appreciate the good ones.
Do it sad, do it angry, do it heartbroken, do it miserable, do it excited, do it energized, do it happy, do it tired, do it confident, do it discouraged. Do it anyway. However you gotta get it done, make sure it gets done. That's what separates the winners from the losers. That's what separates those that get what they want from those that only talk about what they want. So whatever you gotta do, get it done.
The only thing standing between you and the life you want is committing to the process longer than anyone else is willing to. You don't need every answer. You just need the discipline to face what's in front of you. Day after day, hour after hour. Will it feel impossible at times? Absolutely. But it's in those moments where you rise above your doubts that you begin to create something special. This isn't about being ready. It's about being relentless. You got this.
The universe only gives us what we think we're worthy of receiving. So then people who show up for themselves every day, they start feeling pretty damn worthy. Like, hey, they're like, I'm worthy for it. It's not like an entitlement way. Like something, but they just like, I feel like it's going to happen. I'm worthy for it.
You're not ready for what you want until you believe you can get it. All things are possible if you believe.
And you get it when you believe it. You get it when you believe you have it. And that's the clue. It's like people still, they sit around going, when's it going to come? 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 And that's the wrong way. You have to go, it's here, it's here, it's here.
When you really get this, your future for the most part is not consciously created, it's unconsciously remembered. Because you're actually being informed by something that you're still hurt by. And as a result of not accepting where you've been, you're going to have a concern for where you're going.
And I will show you how I win. And so for me, that for me, it burns. And I will not stop until I win. So I do these things. I always had this saying, why be normal when you can be the best? So when I do my things, I don't want to be normal. For me, normal, it doesn't exist. I want to make the difference. And when you make the difference, you're being the best. So for me, it's a challenge. So in reality, I'm fighting against myself, not against the other ones, because I want to be the best version of myself and take me myself to limits and try myself. That's the purpose, and not be compared with other ones, because I don't compare myself with nobody.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
You have to discover what your values are. It's part of the reason why I think that you need to tell the truth, because you're forced to negotiate with yourself to operate properly in the world. And if you've warped yourself, let's say, or some elements of yourself by engaging in self-deception and lies, and you're not now, because of that, you're not who you could be, and you don't live in the world as you should live in it, then when you discuss with yourself what your value should be, it will be as if you're discussing it with someone that you can't trust.
You learn more in the middle of a crisis, or when your life has that moment of a downtrot. There's more wisdom and knowledge, instincts, intuitions, discernment, and instincts that are developed in the middle of a crisis.
The truth is that you are going to suffer, but the way to deal with suffering is accepting that suffering and then recognizing that it is suffering, accepting it, and then letting it sort of have its say, and then moving on from there.
All of the power that you have, and all of the strength that you have, and all the ideas that you have are born in your uniqueness. What makes you unique is what makes you special. You spend your whole life trying to conform, trying to be what somebody else thinks you should be, or fit into a mold, or fit into a system, and you dull down your specialness, then you're dulling down all of your ability to change the world. So I think that it's very, very important that people have an opportunity to be the best of themselves that they can be.
Actually, we should play like champions and train like underdogs. Why? Because the underdog works in a way not worrying about what anybody else thinks or believes. That gives you an edge. It gives you a phenomenal advantage. When you're actually worried about what will people say, when you're not concerned by, am I going to fail? Am I going to look worse? See, when we become successful, even as underdogs, if we've risen to success, the biggest enemy of that success is not reconnecting to that feeling of an underdog. So no matter how much success you achieve, always remind yourself the mindset of an underdog is the mindset that nurtures talent, that nurtures success, that harnesses your true potential.
If you value yourself for being a master, if your confidence comes from, I know this stuff, then you're going to be in trouble. Because I think that the reality is that being a master, feeling like you're an expert, that stuff is a trap. And you need to keep your beliefs nimble. So the more you learn, the more you need to be checking yourself to make sure that that stuff isn't calcifying into dogma, meaning that it becomes like, I do it this way, and that's the way I do it. That's the way I've always done it. That's what my success is based on, so I'm going to keep doing it. That becomes incredibly dangerous, especially now in a world that changes and evolves so quickly. What worked yesterday may not keep working tomorrow. So you've got to constantly be willing to check your assumptions.
The things that you're feeling, clenching up, feeling like you're not good enough, feeling like you're not ready, doubting yourself, kind of spending too much time thinking about how much time you've wasted. You cannot overcome those thoughts because they keep rising up and they become a habit. It's sort of a pattern. You are going to feel like an imposter until you push through that clenched up moment over and over and over again. And then suddenly, through action lately, you're going to see that you're not an imposter at all. You're actually the kind of person that pushes through and does what he or she says they are going to do.
When you get tired, when you get fatigued, when you get down, when you're in a slump, it's your habits, rituals, routines, and your standards that carry you through. And if you don't have good habits, you don't have good rituals, you don't have good routines, always in your life you will fall down in bad times, in slumps, and fatigue, and in stress.
You've got to know every no brings you a step closer to a yes. Anybody can stop because someone said no, but there's something in you, in your heart of hearts, that's saying, I'm not a quitter. There's something in you that says, I've got the will to do it. There's something in you that says, I'm going to find a way.
You can't straighten yourself out merely as a consequence of hope. Let's say you lay out a vision for the future and you think about what your life will be, what you'd like your life to be like. And then that makes you hopeful and it motivates you because it gives you something worthwhile and higher order to work for, right? And that's useful. That's positive emotion working for you, because positive emotion is experienced in relationship to goals. But it's not as useful as also being chased by something you're terrified by. And if you have a good sense of how you fall apart if you stayed weak and just exactly what kind of hell that would be, then when you determine to do something, like to tell the truth and to say what you think and to not do things that you hate, then you're going to be pulled along by the purpose that your vision has provided for you, but also pushed along by your desire to avoid the worst forms of hell that you've already outlined for yourself.
And we want to be them. We want to be someone else. And in doing that, you lose all the potential of who you are. You mimic, you be them, you are them, you become them, and you lose you. And we looked up to so many people in this world who will let us down. We're humans. I'm going to let you down. You're going to let somebody down. And you put them on a pedestal, you then lose time when that person comes up and lets you down. You must hold yourself accountable, and being your hero, that's what that does. You make yourself so totally accountable for who you are. You focus on you and only on you to become the best person you could be for others. Because we leave a lot on the table not searching who we are. And then therefore, you die not knowing your greatest potential.
What happens if you walk through this lifetime, something unexpected comes? And then there it is. Something that we call choice. You have the choice. The suffering comes and you run away. Or the suffering comes, the pain comes, and you face it. We are overcoming the suffering. We are not running away from the suffering. You are overcoming it. You go through it until you have become so strong. Your body will become so strong. Your mind has become so strong that it doesn't matter afterwards anymore.
So you got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself and short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It's negative. It will tell you you're tired when you really are not tired. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me.
I don't tell people that they're okay the way they are. No, I say, no, you could be way more than you are. And they're relieved about that, you see, because if you're in a dark and terrible place and someone says you're okay the way you are, then you don't know what to do about that.
It's right.
No, I'm not. I'm having a terrible time and I'm hopeless. You're okay the way you are. Well, then what? That's it. That's it. That's where I am. And you could be way better. You could be incomparably better across multiple dimensions. And in pursuing that better, that's where you'll find the meaning in your life. And that will give you the antidote to the suffering.
Don't worry. You're never ahead, you're never behind, you're exactly where you need to be. Don't let anything rush you, because you're exactly where you need to be. And every minute that you're spending wishing you had someone else's life, you're wasting a minute of yours.
You learn things painfully. And when you learn something painfully, a part of you has to die. That's the pain. You know, when a dream is shattered, for example, a huge part of you that constituted that dream, maybe even the biological substrate of that gene, has to be stripped away and burned. And so, life is a constant process of death and rebirth. And to participate in that fully is to allow yourself to be redeemed by it. And so the good is that process of death and rebirth. Voluntarily undertaken. It's like you're not as good as you could be, so you let that part of you die.
What happened for me is I realized as my life was circling the drain, this was not the situation that I wanted. I didn't want my life to end in divorce. I didn't want to be in financial ruin. I didn't want to be depressed. I didn't want to be anxious. And here's the truly screwed up thing. I knew what to do to fix it. See, this is the trap that most of us are in.
But progress towards a worthy goal, a worthy vision in your life, is the pathway to success. So why don't most people make it? Why don't most people? They go their whole life, they never really live, they react. Because they live in the physical world. They don't control their thoughts. I want you to remember this. Thoughts are the currency with which you purchase your dreams. Thoughts are the currency with which you purchase your dreams and your vision. If you can begin to change the way you think, literally you can begin to change your life. But most people only operate in the physical world.
Discipline equals freedom in all aspects of your life. From a fitness perspective, you gotta have the discipline to get up early in the morning. You gotta have discipline to work out, the discipline to eat the right foods. And if you have those kind of disciplines, they're not easy. But if you make the right choice over time, it's going to give you freedom.
Life is a journey. Never think that any frame of your life is independent from other frames. Because that's where we can really overwhelm us. So when you're in a certain situation, you suddenly feel that this is it. This is now a real setback. If you don't recognize that it's a journey and this moon will continue to travel and the setback is not going to remain this way, then there's strength and confidence to move forward. But if you convince yourself that my moment, remember the emotional reaction of demoralization takes over,
then besides the actual setback, the actual diminishment, you've now turned it into a liability.
But I will tell you this, it isn't one thing. And it isn't 10 things, and it isn't 100 things. It isn't a quick path, and there are no shortcuts. Meditation won't get you there, and neither will a miracle drug or an organic supplement or some superfood. Getting better isn't a hack or a trick or a one change that you need to make. Getting better is a campaign. It's a campaign. It's a daily, a weekly, it's an hourly fight. It's waking up early and going to bed late and grinding out every second in between.
Your brain spends most of its time trying to make sure you don't notice, because you'll go crazy if you notice everything. But when you decide what's most important to you, your brain goes after it. If you don't know exactly what you want, or you let yourself get beyond that to something general, you're not going to achieve it. Clarity is power. The more clear you are about exactly what it is you want, the more your brain knows how to get there.
The biggest challenge that you will have in life is you. There's an old African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A decision is the first step.
I think one of the biggest ways that all of us can hold ourselves back is listening to that nasty little lie inside our head that says, I'm not ready yet. I don't have enough experience. I don't have enough credentials. Who am I to do X, Y, or Z? And then we just delay. And before you know it, months, if not years, have gone by and we haven't made any real progress.
Well, the first thing I would say is, well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like the first thing you want to do is dispense with the idea that you get to have any permanent security outside of your ability to contend and adapt. You're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. You might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. Clock is ticking. If you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
Resolve means it's done. It's like, it doesn't even if you took action, it's done inside you, so it's done out there. There's no question whatsoever. Then once you decide, the only way the commitment and the energy and the momentum continues is if you take immediate, massive what, my friends? Massive what? Massive action is the cure-all. Massive action is the cure-all. If you're having a difficult time with something, your relationship isn't where you want it to be, your finances are not where you want to be, your body's not where you want to be, your business is not where you want to be, you need to take massive action. And if that doesn't work, try something else. If that doesn't work, try something else. keep going with massive action and you will find the way, because it will give you momentum.
The hard thing is taking the first step. Everything else is just persistence. And I've always loved that quote because it's so true. It doesn't mean that you're going to get it right. It doesn't mean that just because you start, you're going to win. In fact, most likely, the first thing you do, you're going to fail. Think about all the times that you guys tried something and it failed. And the question is, what did you do then? You learned from it, doubled down, figured it out, focused only on the truth. Then you'll move forward. You move forward because you believe you can learn. And that's that thing, hiding in that. And this is the thing when people ask me, hey, my mom or my wife, my husband, whatever, they don't have that belief system. How do I get them there? The answer is you don't. Until they are convinced that they can learn anything that they put their mind to, that their energies double down into that area of gaining skills will actually pay off with a real world ability to do something new, they're not going to act.
I don't remember now, I'm not talking about what makes you happy. It's a luxury to pursue what makes you happy. It's a moral obligation to pursue what you find meaningful. A goal, we develop a vision and work towards it, and things inevitably get better for people. It's not a luxury, it's difficult. It's a moral responsibility, and it isn't happiness. It's not, the pursuit isn't for happiness.
Life is the most brutal endurance sport of all time, and that's what we have to love about it. We have to flip it on its head and love the fact that life continues to attack us. There are no timeouts. You have to figure stuff out on the fly. You have to be that person who's always prepared. But the solitude right now that all of us are dealing with is what we don't want to deal with. It's the fact that we have to think about all these things that we don't like about ourselves. We like to use life as a big escape. The escape is not there anymore. All these distractions that we use, they're no longer there. This is the time right now for you to stop avoiding things. Get that pen and paper out. Look inside yourself. Stop looking at me or other people out here to be the hero of your story. This is time for you right now in all that solitude to get to know who you are as a person. Be alone with yourself, knowing one thing in life. We are all very fragile in this world. We have to know that when we die with some meaning and some purpose in this world.
Is to generate a vision of, it's not a plan or a strategy, it's a philosophical vision. Justifies your life in some way that you deeply believe. It has to be that, and it can't be trivial, because otherwise procrastination and instant gratification are going to rule you. So the first question you might ask yourself is, well, what would you need to gain? And you have to have a real dialogue with yourself to understand this. You have to take yourself warts and all, your useless, procrastinating, instant gratification-seeking self, and you have to sit down and say, all right, you know, you're talking to your inner, badly behaved six-year-old. It's like, okay, what is it that you would have in order to commit to something in the long run? What kind of vision of the future would justify sacrifices for you? Here's the question. You're taking care of yourself like you're someone you care about. You can design a future that would be good for you if you were taking care of yourself. Write for 20 minutes. You can have what you want. It's 3 years down the road. You can have whatever you want. You have to aim for it and work for it. And you have to specify it. What is it? What do you want? What would make your life worthwhile? What would be good enough so that instant gratification would be an obstacle instead of a means for proceeding?
If you make a decision in a state without momentum, if you make a decision from a place where there's no passion, you are not going to get momentum. It'll kill momentum. It's decide, commit, and resolve. Some of you, in the past, you've gotten momentum, you've gotten passionate, you've even made a decision, but a decision is the first step. Decision is like a war. I gotta do this or that. All right, I'm gonna make myself do this. But commitment is when you now, after you've decided, you commit to do this for the long term. Whether it's hard or easy, doesn't matter. You're doing this.
Competitive spirit, right? Competitive stamina. How long can you compete? And how long are you willing to compete? Anybody can show up and compete when they know they're gonna get a certain result. But can you compete in the face of opposition? Can you compete when you don't get what you want? Can you compete when they don't tell you what you want to hear? Can you compete when it doesn't play in your favor? Competitive stamina, competitive spirit. How long can you compete and how long are you willing to compete?
How you can live is do it while you're alive. Go back in your brain, crack it open while you're alive. Don't wait until you're dead to figure out why you died. Do it while you are living. Go in there, go into the suffering. Go into the pain of your life and say, why did this suck for me so bad? Why am I afraid of all this stuff? Why have I shut down the whole world? I guarantee you, I'll tell you why you shut down the whole world. It's in these nooks of the suffering within your brain, in the scarring, are all the answers to why you are on the couch feeling sorry for yourself. They lie within the scars. Learn from yourself, learn from life, learn from your failures, learn from your insecurities, learn from your self-doubt.
I'm talking about every single day, the spirit, the disposition of being able to show up on the strength of our integrity and our character and bring everything we got into an environment. That doesn't mean we'll always be our best, but I'm talking about specifically being able to bring our best.
First of all, you don't have all the problems in the world. You have your problems and the problems that bother you. And you might ask yourself, well, why do those problems bother you and not other problems? And I would say,
okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Maybe it's because in those problems you actually find your destiny. And those are often things you don't want to look at, but it was something that bothered you. It turned out that was your problem. And if you faced it, well, then you figured out on that road that that was your destiny, properly thinking.
It makes sense unless you change your pattern, unless you change the way you're thinking, unless you change your behavior, you're going to continue to produce the results in your life. See, all of us are winners, but some of us are producing results that we don't want. And so all you have to look at your game plan, look at your strategy. How is it that you have been being? What is it that you've been doing to produce this? So you're the director, you're the producer, you're writing the script, you're the star of your life. And as you begin to look at your life, you can decide whether or not it's a smash or whether or not it's a flop. That's in your hands.
I want to remind you of this because so many times in this world, we forget, right? We allow circumstances to make us forget this. We allow people to make us forget this. We allow an environment to make us forget this. We allow opinions to make us forget this. We allow social media to make us forget this. We allow our job to make us forget this. We allow people around us sometimes, our friends or our family, to make us forget this. And I want to remind you of this. I want to remind you of this truth, and it is the truth, that you are enough, okay? You are enough for the things that are meant to be in your life. I want to tell you right now, man, stop chasing it. Stop chasing happiness.
Now, the true task is never forgetting it, right? Even when we become successful, even when things go really well and we hit a rough patch, the challenge is never forgetting the spirit, the feeling, the thought process of when we went through those moments of preparation, what it took to get over the hump, to get through the rough patches, and to continue to press forward, right? That's what I always say to people. Never allow life to make you forget why you do what you do. Because a cat can become so successful, they can become a victim of their own success.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.